ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, in the previous episodes, we discussed the different objectives of supplication. We said that in Islamic knowledge, we have many things to be taught, and some parts of these teachings are brought down to us through supplications. We said that learning and teaching Islamic knowledge depends on learning some philosophical issues, that these issues are mostly dealt with in some supplications. We were bringing some different cases and examples for this supportive idea. We said that, for example, the concept of monotheism, for this concept, we may find many parts of supplications with different terminologies and expressions explaining, elaborating on this important, vital concept. Now, we can move on to the fourth objective. The expressions of love towards God, which are seen in the supplications, specifically those transmitted supplications we're talking about, these expressions, without any exaggeration involved, prove that we are so feeble to understand these beloved ones. So these infallible imams are the ones who are producing these prayers, okay? So these people, these divine men, consider themselves as the simplest of all creatures. And then it seems that they feel they have the prerequisite of engaging in supplication. Now, we will refer to some aspects of this truth, which is beyond our intelligence, of course. So, after a short break, we will discuss this more.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab anjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab anjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So as we said, dear listeners, the fourth objective is the fact that these divine men are teaching us how feeble we must consider ourselves before engaging in supplications. That is why they consider themselves as the simplest of the creatures while engaging in supplication. Now, considering how innocent and pious these infallible imams are, the significance of the issue will be clear. For example, in the fifth supplication of Sahifatu Sajjadiyah, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has said, وَلَيْسَ عَذَابِي يَزِيدْ فِي مُلْكِكْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. O God, punishing me, my punishment, does not add anything to your kingdom, even as a weight of one atom. مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Punishing me will not do you any good. وَلَوْ أَنَّ عَذَابِي مِمَّا يَزِيدُ فِي مُلْكِكْ سَأَلْتُ الصَّبْرَ عَلَيْهِ. And even, this is very interesting, this is really wonderful. If, Imam says, if punishing me adds to your kingdom a thing, لَوْ أَنَّ عَذَابِي مِمَّا يَزِيدُ فِي مُلْكِكْ, then I will ask you for patience. سَأَلْتُ الصَّبْرَ عَلَيْهِ. وَأَحْبَبْتُ أَنْ يَكُونَ ذَلِكَ لَكْ. And I would love that to you if it adds something to your kingdom. This is higher than we can even imagine, this kind of talking, this kind of supplication. Imam says that I know for sure, and this is an intellectual matter, that nothing will be added to you by my punishment. If you punish me, this is nothing that will be added to you. But even if it were so, to be adding something to you, to benefit you to some kind, I would love that. I would ask for your patience, سألت الصبر عليه, and at the same time, أحببت أن يكون ذلك لك. And I would love that to you. So I would love it if it adds something to your kingdom. This is the highest standard possible for one true abd, for one true servant, while he is talking to his Lord. This is what we mean when we say that the fourth objective of the supplications is that in these transmitted supplications, we see the Ahlul Bayt considering themselves the simplest of all creatures. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.